Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show on Exuding Confidence with my special guests, Anna Papa and Mandy Catherine. I'm Sharissa Sebastian, a coach, speaker, and writer, and I'm a certified life and leadership coach for women, and I hold my certification through the International Coaching Federation. My passion is helping women break free from being stuck, overwhelmed, and stressed, mainly in their professional lives and in the area of work-life balance, to live a life of passion, purpose, joy, and fulfillment. You can find more information on me and what I do on my website at www.sharissasebastian.com. And I'd like to take a moment to highlight a fabulous women's one-day spa retreat coming up on August 8th in the Dallas-Fort Worth area with my two guests who are on the show today. Part of the proceeds of this event are going to support a mom of six kids who have been a victim of abuse. So thank you so much in advance for supporting our cause. And you can find out more on this event on my website if you click on the events tab, or you can go directly to www.stopsmilebreathe0815, so that's 0815.splashthat.com. And all of these links will be available on the page that you use to access this radio show. So stay tuned until the end of the show for a very special discounted offer for this event, which is exclusive to you guys who are listening in. So let's get into today's show, sponsored by Audible.com. We'll be talking about becoming more confident, why it's so important, and how we can accomplish this. And I'm joined today by my good friend and certified coach and speaker, Anna Papa, and my other dear friend, Mandy Catherine, who is a celebrity makeup artist all the way from California, as well as a cancer survivor. So ladies, welcome.
Welcome, Sharissa.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm excited to jump into our conversation today. So Anna, let's start with you. Would you like to take a few moments to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hello, ladies. Thank you, Sharissa. Thank you for having me on your show again. It is a pleasure. And as Sharissa mentioned before, my name is Anna Papa, and I am a certified life and relationship coach. I work with moms who are searching for a more balanced, confident, and happy life. I also help couples to build stronger relationships in which both partners feel loved, appreciated, and understood. And if you would like to learn more about me and my work, please visit www.sflifecoaching.com. That's www.sflifecoaching.com. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Anna. And I can personally vouch for Anna's abilities as a coach. I have personally been coached by her, and she is just absolutely fantastic. So thank you so much
again
for
Sharissa.
Being on the show. You're
and,
welcome.
You know, I can tell the same about you. So thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks so much for your time today. So, Mandy, I'd love
you
to
introduce
yourself. Thank you. I'd love you to introduce yourself to our audience as well.
Thank you, Sharissa. It is a pleasure to be on the show this evening. And I'd like to say hello to all of you beauties out there. My name is Mandy Catherine, and I am from Los Angeles, California. I am a makeup artist, a beauty blogger, a thyroid cancer survivor, and I also am a Juice Plus distributor. I basically teach makeup lessons to women all over the world on a daily basis, and I also sell Jennifer Bradley Cosmetics, so I teach them the makeup lessons with her products. She is also a celebrity makeup artist who is located in Florida, and I'm a Juice Plus distributor because of going through thyroid cancer. I had to completely change my diet and my lifestyle to basically heal my body and to overcome thyroid cancer. So thank you for having me, Sharissa. You can actually friend me. I like to say friend me, not follow me, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Mandini Makeup. And I'll turn it over to you, Sharissa.
Perfect. And just for everyone on the call, all of these links that we've mentioned are going to be available on the page that you use to access this radio show. And also, I can vouch for Mandy's ability as well. I have been privileged to be in one of her one-on-one makeup classes, and she is just absolutely fabulous and very gifted, clearly, in that area. So I'm very excited to have both these ladies on the call with us today. So thank you again, ladies.
Thanks, Rosa.
Thank you.
So, no problem. So just to kind of summarize and give you all an idea of what we're going to be talking about, our discussion is going to be about how to embody confidence in a way that makes you incredibly attractive to others and helps you to attract positivity into your life. So with that being said, let's jump right into these wonderful questions that I have for our guests to get their thoughts on this. So let me start with you, Mandy, if that's okay. What I'd like to ask you is, what does being confident mean to you?
Okay. Well, for me, being confident means that, you know, that this woman knows that she is loved unconditionally, you know, that she has full confidence in God, first and foremost. She maintains a positive attitude. She doesn't live in fear. She also trusts in the Lord and doesn't lean on her own understanding. Being confident means being bold and taking risks, you know, never comparing yourself to anyone else, knowing your value and your worth, that, you know, you're not afraid to step out into the world and really just walk in your purpose fully. And, yeah, I mean, for me, that's my experience actually with, you know, not having confidence. Growing up and then becoming a woman of God and really learning that my confidence was in God first, and then learning how to self-love and take care of myself. So, yeah, I mean, that, for me, that's what that means, you know, being confident.
And you said that so beautifully and eloquently. I mean, you touched on so many key things that I'd like to just go back and highlight for a second. And I know, of course, your faith is very important to you. And one of the things that I believe is one of the pillars of self-confidence is your relationship with God, which is so key to how, you know, what you believe, how you feel about yourself, because really how you feel about yourself is going to come from that place of belief. So like in the case of, you know, Christianity, for example, it's what do you believe that, or who do you believe you are in God's eyes, you know, in terms of the Bible and the Bible teaching. And that's a really good way to also reinforce, and we'll be going into more of this a little bit later on in terms of the tips on how you can really boost your confidence and focus on those things that is truthful versus what you sometimes, you know, what we sometimes as ladies tell ourselves, when, especially when we get stressed and overwhelmed. So the words that you said, Mandy, I think are just really, really key and really beautiful. So having that positive attitude. And, you know, making decisions not from a place of fear, but from a place of confidence. And knowing your purpose and your value, of course, are also very important when it comes to stepping into that confidence area. Because when you know why you're here and when you understand how truly valuable you are and that what you say and do matters, it's a lot easier for us to get over that fear and step into that place of confidence and be bold and take risks, like you mentioned. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, Charissa.
And confidence, of course, is, you know, it's very subjective. We all have our own different views on what confidence is. So I'm going to ask you, Anna, what does confidence mean to you?
Oh, Mandy, I really love the definition you just presented. And it's really, I don't think there is much I can add to it. You know, to me, being confident means to feel good about yourself. It is to have a trust in your abilities, in your opinions, your judgments. It's just being happy with who you are and not being afraid to show the real you to the world. And just like Mandy and you, Charissa, mentioned, it is just such a strong self, you know, and self-worth that we don't worry so much about opinions of others because we just love the way we are.
Right.
Yes. And I love that you mentioned that, not worrying about the opinions of others, because so many times we define ourselves by the way that others see us. And it's not that that's, you know, it's a fault of ours or anything like that. But a lot of times when we grow up, we're always taught to, you know, for the most part, please our teachers and, you know, listen to adults and do what this person is doing or that person is doing, and the bar is set pretty high for us. And not to anyone's fault. I mean, it's parents. I know parents do the best that they can, you know, with what they have at the time. And so it's not to point fingers and say, hey, I had this kind of upbringing, therefore I'm not confident. But that is, being in touch with who you are and knowing your value and feeling good about yourself without caring about how others see you is really so important. And that doesn't mean necessarily that you just go about and do things without concern for others. And I know that's not what you meant, Anna. So it's more about feeling good about yourself and feeling grounded so that you don't rely on other people for your own self-worth and self-identity.
Yes, it's definitely that.
Okay, so why is being confident so important, Anna? Why is it that we all strive for this so much?
Oh, Charissa, it was so much research done on benefits of confidence that we probably could record a separate show just to talk about the benefits of being confident.
Right. Yeah.
You know, just to mention few in that short time we have. One of the benefits of being self-confident is that people who have higher self-esteem are generally more happy. And it is because they know their worth, again, just like we talked before, and they feel important. And because of that, they understand actually their purpose. They know that they are here because it serves someone or something bigger, and they just believe that they are here for a reason. Confident people are more successful, right? Because we are more determined to accomplish something when we believe that we can. So it's also easier to overcome different obstacles in reaching our goals when we believe in our abilities to do so.
Yeah.
And what goes with this, we have better control of our own emotions and action. And in general, we've got more positive outlook on life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I can mention one more and then
sure,
I will
sure.
let Mandy to speak. You know, one more is that confident people have a power to influence others more easily because their words and thoughts, you know, or whatever they try to convey sounds so much more truthful and genuine that people who listen have actually no reason not to believe them. So, you know, this ability of being able to influence others is an important one for all of us at some points of our life. You know, it's great not only for people who try to make some positive changes in big corporations, in companies, but let's, for example, you know, also for parents. You know, I need to mention parents at some point because this is like so close to my heart. Coaching mom and couples who are parents is just even for them, you know, trying to influence their children in a positive way. It's better when you have the self-confidence and you come across your words and your belief as being just so truthful and natural.
Yes, and you are such a good example. I've got to use you as an example, Anna, if you don't mind, because as a mom, you really did that. You know, you stepped into that space of confidence by being true to yourself, by following your heart and your desire to help others and to become a coach and do this in a way that is, you know, that is so core to who you are. And so you took that leap of faith and you went ahead and overcame any kind of fear that you may have had to be able to step into that place where you are truly living your purpose. And of course, by doing that, you're then demonstrating to your kids what it's like to be confident and to be in that space and to go after what's important to you. So well done, Mom.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That's one of the reasons, too, why I am so excited about this show and our upcoming retreat, because I really believe that most of us, if not all of us, struggle with confidence at some point.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had a lot to work on as well to get, you know, to the point where I am and feel good about who I am. That it's just nice to share it with others and hopefully help others to just like themselves the way they are.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know each of us have our own personal stories and struggles with, you know, with how we became more confident, because I think we all have come, the three of us have come such a long way. And now to be in, to have this opportunity to come together as a team and then be able to give back is just such a blessing. So, I love the way you said that, Anna.
Yes.
So, Mandy, I'm going to ask you, and if you'd like to, if either of you at any point during during this radio show would like to share more about your story, please feel free to do that as well. So,
great.
Mandy,
Thank
I'd like to ask you the same question as well.
Okay.
So,
that was awesome. I loved what you shared. I'm going to sum it up pretty simple for why being confident is so important. You know, it just really impacts how you enjoy your life. You know, and as far as, you know, the benefits of it, you know, you get more done. You know, you won't procrastinate on things or put things off. You know, I think that true confidence is really about making choices that, you know, serve you well. You'll have, you know, better relationships with people. You'll be able to, you know, have better conversation with others. You're not worried, you know, what others will think of you. You know, you just have way more joy. You're over the moon with joy when you're filled with, you know, self-confidence, and it's just very freeing. You also, you know, take better care of yourself. There's just so many benefits to it. It's simply incredible. You master, you know, your fears, and nothing really holds you back when you're, you know, full of self-confidence. And you really just trust God, you know, no matter what comes your way. And I think that you're also able to connect with more people, you know, by not being afraid to step out on faith. And I think that's extremely important, you know, faith over fear. So I think, you know,
I love that. Faith over fear.
More confidence is
Mandy,
so important.
Beautiful. I love that what you just said, the faith over fear. I think that's going to go up on my bathroom mirror on one of my little animations.
That
is
beautiful.
I know.
Beautiful. Definitely has a big part to play in it. You know, whatever our beliefs are, whether we are kind of rooted in, say, Christianity, or whether we have other faith, whether we believe in the power of the universe,
exactly.
Or whatever, you know, whatever it means to us, but being rooted in that and having some kind of value and understanding your value in this world, you know, however you feel like you got here, but just knowing that you have a purpose regardless of, you know,
exactly.
of what everything else is going on. So I love that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. Very nicely said. And then, like you mentioned as well, you do have that joy when you're living in line with who you are and in line with your purpose. Not only do you act and make decisions out of that more confident space, but you feel more free and you enjoy life a lot more, because nothing holds you back, really. I mean, you can overcome fear a lot better that way. And then on the flip side of that, I do want to mention this, and this is kind of, for me, this was a gauge for me to realize that, hey, something is not right here, because when I wasn't in that space, I had so much fear and overwhelm and anxiety, and all of those things kept creeping up for me, because I was more fearful before I was able to work through that and then step into that space of confidence. So that might be, just for your listeners out there, if you're experiencing any of that, that might be a trigger. That may be a warning sign to you that something's not right, you know, and you should definitely listen to that and pay attention and ask, you know, just simply ask, what is it that's going on with me, and what do I need to do to fix this? And of course, if you're in the Dallas area, come see us. Come join us for the retreat. Because we will be definitely touching on that for sure. And we're going to be there to help you ladies through this and try to, you know, help you step into that space of confidence as well.
Yeah.
So
I'd like to actually, I know you had asked me if I wanted to share any part of my story.
Yeah,
while
please.
We were talking.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to touch on joy. That's like such an amazing word to me, because I was constantly seeking, trying to find joy in other places. And, you know, it wasn't until, I mean, let me step back for a second. I was always concerned about the outer beauty and, you know, not focused on inner beauty and learning that my confidence was going to actually come from the inside out. So I was constantly searching for joy. And it wasn't until I had the revelation of where it actually came from, which my confidence for me came from God. So then the joy just manifested itself in my life. And I'm really thankful for that. So joy, that's a good word.
Beautiful. Yes, thank you so much for sharing. And that is a big part of it. And for the listeners, when you go and check out our Start Smile Breathe site and even my website, you'll see that is a common theme. That we use the word joy a lot because it does, I mean, you will experience joy. When you have that kind of freedom and you understand what's going on, you're able to work through whatever might be stopping you, that's what happens. You live this life kind of more in the flow and you do experience more joy. And thanks for sharing that, Mandy. And that's also very close to my heart as well, because that was my journey as well. I did not find joy until I realized, until I had that relationship with God and was able to kind of walk down that path. So for me, that's very, you know, a very personal experience as far as how I was able to step into that space of confidence. So thank you for sharing that.
Thanks, Charissa.
Okay, so here's the million-dollar question, ladies, and I'm sure everyone wants to hear what you have to say on this. What are some maybe simple ways that we can become more confident? So I'll start is that Mandy? Go ahead.
Open question, or do you want one of
Yeah, go ahead, Mandy. You can take it.
Stands out to me is action. Like, you got to take action. Like, it's important, you know, to follow through with certain things. And like I said, you know, faith over fear. But for me, what sticks out is you got to be able to face your fears head on. You know, you got to know that fear actually stands for false evidence appearing real. Mm-hmm. And so fear is not what it is. Like, it doesn't exist. So you just got to face your fears head on and worry less, you know. I think that's one mistake that many people make. You know, we got to know that God's got it all under control. You know, you don't need to panic. Mm-hmm. He has the perfect plan in store. You know, be you, be comfortable in your skin and challenge yourself. You know, go out there and take that kickboxing class that you wanted to take, or try that new 30-day detox. You know, just believing in yourself and being confident in who you are, knowing that you can get these types of things done and feel good about yourself. So for me, I think those are some simple ways that can help people become more confident.
Okay, and there's two things that I wanted to touch on and that I think are really important in what you just said. One is action, because really that is, and I like to think of it in terms of a confidence muscle that we have. And the more action that we take and the more we kind of flex that muscle and step out and go outside maybe of our comfort zone, the more confident we become. And that is based on scientific studies that have shown that really does happen. When you get over that fear, even if it's little things, if it's something that's small that you wanted to do, and the more you do that, the more momentum builds and the more you build that confidence muscle and the better you feel about yourself. Action is very, very important. And then, of course, that does help. Even when we start to get over our little fears, you know, with overcoming those small steps at a time, that's what really helps us to step into that space. So, yeah, totally agree with you there, Mandy. So, Anna, what are some of your tips on how we can become more confident?
Yes, I do agree with Mandy 100%. And since she so beautifully touched on the action, I was maybe talk more about our thinking. So what I would advise everyone to do is to focus on all the things that you like about yourself. You know, we've got tendency to think about all our vices and imperfection, and this is far from helping us with our confidence. So what I always try to do is to focus on all the things that I actually, you know, like about myself. And we need to think, just look back and remember all your successes and times when you felt confident and think what makes you confident in the past, and then apply those skills to your current situation.
Oh, brilliant. I like that, Anna. That's so, I like that it's such a tangible thing. You know, it's an exercise that everybody can take away and do right after this call. You know, you can do it right away. And it really does help to reflect and say, you know what, if I could have accomplished all of those things and this shows that this is the type of person that I truly am, then I can, you know, get over whatever fear may be holding me back and step into that space of confidence because I've got this, and focusing on the positive. I love that. That's very, very powerful to be able to just sit down and make a list and say, you know, what are those things that I love about myself? Maybe what are those things that I've been able to accomplish in the past, and look at that and let that motivate you and help to, you know, realize that you can step into that space of confidence, because you, you know, we all and every single one of us have things, accomplishments, or, you know, things that, that are very positive about us. Because, I mean, that's the way, that's our nature. That's the way we're made. And so, you know, that's definitely a good exercise to be able to sit down, take a minute, reflect, and write it down, because it does help. And I know this is from personal experience as well. In fact, in my room, what I have is a gratitude board. But that gratitude board also has things that I'm grateful to myself for accomplishing. And the way that helps me is that I have sticky notes of all of those things that I have accomplished, or maybe that I'm proud of myself of being able to accomplish. And I put it up there. And in those moments, and they have been many of those moments where, you know, I don't feel as confident, or I get stressed or overwhelmed or whatever it is, I can go to my room and take a look at that board and say to myself, and I literally say this. And I know it sounds crazy, but I literally say this, and even out loud, because when you say things out loud, it reinforces it more powerfully in your brain. And it helps you to change that, your thinking in your brain, and literally change your neural patterns. And so what I do is I stand there and I say, if I can accomplish all of these things, if I was able to do that, then surely I've got this. I can accomplish whatever goal I set my mind to. And when I walk away, even, I mean, just saying it even out loud to you ladies right now puts me in a space of confidence. I feel literally in my body, I feel better. So I know that works. So there's a number of different little exercises that you can do. And the retreat is going to really help you out as well. There's so much more that we share in the retreat that we just don't have time to share today. But so thank you both, ladies. That was very, very valuable tips that people can just, you know, take away from this call and go ahead and do those things right away. So beautifully said. Okay, so now I'm going to kind of turn our attention a little bit to relationships. And this is something I know that, you know, a lot of us struggle with at some point or another. And it's obviously very important. Relationships are key to the way we live our lives. It's key to our happiness, because we have to be in relationship, you know, with other people in one way or another. And that's the way we're made. So what I'd like to ask is, what does being confident do for our relationships? And I'll ask you this first, Anna, if that's okay.
Oh, of course. You know, people who are really confident in themselves have so much more energy and positivity that it just attracts naturally others. And that results in stronger and better relationships with others. It is just easier to meet people when you believe that you are special, because we all are in some way, that it also helps us that confidence continue those relationships with others. We don't fear to approach people, to look them in the eyes, to have conversation. And I think that it's also important to mention here that I believe that confident people trust their judgments, or maybe I should rather call it intuition, and therefore their relationships are more positive and meaningful, since they are choosing who they want to keep around. Because, you know, they value quality of relationships over quantity. So, you know, they just have this group of close friends that know that will appreciate them for who they are. They don't need necessary hundreds of followers to remind them how wonderful they are, because they know they value. They don't need this necessarily this to hear this from others. So again, they don't worry so much about what other people think about them, because they just like themselves, and they know themselves well enough, you know, to believe in their self-worth.
Yes, so it's important in that case to really highlight the fact that, and this is, I believe what you said, Anna, is they don't look to others for their own self-worth and value and validation. Yes. They just, you know, they just are in this world and they just go about their lives from that space of confidence. They don't need that validation, but at the same time, they do value those relationships, because it is, you know, it's obviously important to have those good relationships, but they don't need, like you said, a whole bunch of followers and other people and other, you know, circumstances or whatever it is to validate who they are and how important they are. Great point.
Yes. And, you know, also right now as I'm listening to you, kind of summarizing what I said, I also wanted to add that they do value all the relationship, because confident people believe that they can bring something to other people's life, but they also can take something away and learn something new. So even though they don't have this desire to necessarily be admired by everyone, because by any means confident people search this, they are happy even with smaller crowd. They still appreciate all the relationship and do not have need to criticize or judge, because they know that they believe in their own value. So they also find the value in other people and other relationships.
Right. Yeah. And the other thing I love about what you said earlier, Anna, is intuition as well. They trust the intuition when it comes to relationships, and therefore they're able to build stronger relationships, because they know when something feels right, and they can tell when something is not quite right.
Yes.
And then in those situations, they have the confidence to be able to step away, and they don't feel like they need, you know what I mean? Like they need to engage, or they need to do something to please others, like you mentioned. Yeah. So, Mandy, so what is, in terms of confidence in relationships, what does being confident do for our relationships? And you can take it from any angle, any kind of relationship that can be a romantic relationship or, you know, family or at work.
Yeah, I think I'll take it in the direction of, you know, dating or in a romantic relationship. I really feel that being confident in that relationship means that, you know, you value yourself and you have high self-esteem, that you believe and know that, you know, you're worthy of love, and you don't question how someone might feel about you. You're able to set, you know, healthy boundaries within that relationship and prioritize your needs and your emotions, and you don't assume responsibility for someone else's needs and emotions. And I think that, you know, that really sets a good example of how you can be confident when you're in a dating relationship or even in a romantic relationship.
Absolutely. You know? And you hit on such a key point with the boundaries. And I want to stay there for just a second with those healthy boundaries, because a confident person really is typically very good at knowing their boundaries, and they're not afraid to step away from a situation where, you know, where they feel like, they're just, it's kind of over the line for them. You know, it's very easy for them, or maybe not necessarily extremely easy, but they're able to get over that. Maybe if there's fear holding them back from maybe breaking off a relationship or whatever it is, but they're able to step into that confident self, you know, their confident self, knowing their value, knowing that their opinion matters, knowing that their values, their own personal values matter. And then they're able to say, you know what, this is either, this is great and let's move forward with this, or, you know what, this is not working because here's my boundaries and I don't feel like this is a good fit. So, yeah, and then, of course, they don't need that validation, like you mentioned, in terms of emotions and that kind of thing. They don't need somebody else to fill those gaps for them because, well, they're confident in their own skin, and so it's, you know, it's easier for them to be able to step into that space when they need to make those decisions.
Exactly.
Okay, so now let's talk about, actually, before we go on to the next question, I need to switch gears just for a minute to let everyone know that our show today is sponsored by Audible.com. So Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information, and they have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen on any device. So if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you get one free audiobook and a month's free trial of the service. And we really appreciate your support. Okay, so now back to our conversation, ladies. The next question that I have for you is, what do we mean by confidence from the inside out? And I know our retreat is very much about talking, you know, around this, about this topic, about confidence from the inside out. So, Mandy, I'll start with you. What do you understand by that term?
You know, it really means when you feel beautiful on the inside and you're comfortable in your own skin, you just ooze confidence. You know, you feel happier. You have self-forgiveness, self-acceptance, self-love, you know, you respect your body. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, certain things that actually help with that is using, you know, positive affirmations, you know, with yourself. I think that's a big deal. But it really has a lot to do with, you know, feeling beautiful on the inside, and it really will affect the outside.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great tip, the positive affirmations. That is so important, because we are all bombarded constantly by these different thoughts that come into our head. And even if you're generally a confident person, sometimes there's situations or there's certain stresses that will kind of hit you, and you can find yourself easily getting into maybe some of that negative self-talk. And so those affirmations will really, really help in those kind of situations where you have that awareness, you can stop yourself, and you can start to really, you know, train your brain and do those positive affirmations every day so that it comes to you more naturally. And it really does help boost your confidence. And after a while, you know, it just comes so naturally that you don't even think about it, and you're automatically walking into that confidence, more confident in you.
Yeah, and something that's really helped me is actually meditation. Meditation and yoga really helps, you build your confidence from the inside out. It's something that you can really get in tune with who you are, and just being still is just, I think, essential for building confidence from the inside out.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, for me, if I don't take that time in the morning, or I mean, it doesn't really matter, you can do it any time of the day. But if I don't take that time to meditate and be still, or do yoga or whatever that practice is, just to quiet my mind, I find that I tend to get emotionally overwhelmed. If I don't do that for, you know, say I stop for a few days or whatever the case is, I definitely notice a difference. There's a huge change, and it becomes more difficult to make those decisions and to keep myself more emotionally stable, maybe, than before. So, yeah, I am a huge advocate for meditation and prayer and yoga. So, Anna, let me ask you. So, how about confidence from the inside out? What does that mean to you?
I believe that confidence is strictly based on our inner beliefs. So just like Mandy said, and you, Sharissa, it all starts inside you. It's all really in your head. So when you believe in yourself, when you are happy with who you are, this confidence is visible on the outside. And we can see it in person's behavior, walk, body language, posture, eye contact, and just in general, in interactions with other people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know there's some ladies who, or people in general, you know, who try to do the, who try to have an exterior appearance or whatever it is that looks, you know, that looks confident. But like both of you ladies, I think, mentioned this, is so much of it. And we as humans, you know, this kind of thing kind of transfers from one person to another. So even if you look, you know, on the exterior, if you look confident, you're trying to exude that confidence, what's going on the outside actually oozes out of you. So people feel that energy. They feel what's going on in the inside, even without you saying anything. You know, sometimes it gets conveyed in the words and how you say certain things, but just your energy is different, and how you show up in the world is different, which is why it's so important to feel good about yourself from the inside, because that does translate, and that is going to impact your relationships and how you show up. Yeah. So what can stop us from being our most confident? And then also, how can we overcome those things that maybe get in the way of stepping into a more confident us? So Anna, I'll ask you that question first.
I really believe, Sharissa, that it can be virtually everything. You know, for different person, these are very different things that stop them from being confident. They might be different insecurities, like, for example, our look, personality traits, but habits, disabilities, illness. But we can kind of overcome all of these in the same way. And what I found very helpful, that we need to look for outside facts that actually mm-hmm. prove us wrong and challenge our beliefs.
Mm.
And, you know, I will give you my example so it's easier to understand. As you know, because we talked about this many times, one of the things that I felt very insecure about, and of course it still shows up if I allow it, was my accent. I held back for years not pursuing my dream career because I was convinced that there is no way I can make it in coaching profession having such a heavy accent. But then I started to think about people that I admire who also speak with an accent. And it really didn't, I didn't have to think long to just come mm-hmm. out with a list of brilliant and very successful people who didn't let their accent stand in their way.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I advise you. For every insecurity you have that stops you from being confident, mm-hmm. find an example of a person with the same characteristic who uses it in their advantage, or at least doesn't use it as an excuse to stop believing in himself or herself.
Oh,
I hope
yes,
it makes
absolutely.
Sense.
No, that does. Absolutely. And I love your accent, by the way. I can listen to you all day long, just so you know.
you're so
it's
sweet.
It's true because it's one of those things that sets you apart. It's one of those things that makes you you. And that's another big part of confidence too. It's stepping into those things that make you unique and make you different. And when you embrace those, people tend to be more attracted to you. And that's definitely the case with you, Anna. I can tell you that because when you speak, it just your inner beauty shines through so much and that your accent just kind of enhances it. It is so much a part of who you are and it is what makes you so beautiful. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not just saying that. It's true.
Thank you, Sharissa. And you know, while working on my confidence, I had to accept it and I learned how to like it. Oh, and mm-hmm. beside that, I need to tell you, ladies, that was one of the reasons my husband approached me in the first place. So who knows, maybe I would never marry. The love of my life is not of my uh-huh. accent. So
there you go.
I will live with it. I will embrace it.
Awesome.
And there's your evidence. That evidence that you were talking about, that is it right there. There's the evidence that, you know, that does serve you for sure. And the other thing that I'd add to that as well, like when you spoke about looking for outside facts and looking at other people, and I think that is such a good way to do that. And what you did was really powerful, was looking to other people who maybe had a different accent, but were able to step into what it is that they were called to do. And not that stopped them. In fact, use it to their advantage as well. But the other thing that I would also mention is to think back about times where maybe those insecurity or what you feel would be a negative trait about you, but where those things have served you in the past for whatever mm-hmm. reason. So I'm, you know, I also have an accent, as you all know now since I've been talking so much for the last hour.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed that it does help me connect with certain people because I've had people walk up to me who maybe have overheard me speak or whatever the case is and will ask me, you know, where are you from? It sounds like you have a South African accent. And then they have some kind of South African connection. And then that just starts a whole new conversation and maybe even, you know, a whole new relationship with somebody I wouldn't have otherwise met. So you just never know how those little things and, you know, those things that you may think of may be not so positive, but they can really attract other people to you in a positive way. So, yeah,
I
love that. And as our listeners can tell, between the three of us, we have so much to share. And I promise you all that if you're able to come to that retreat, it is just going to be so, you know, so incredible because we have so much more that we'd like to share with you. And really in being in that space with like-minded people and being in that environment, that's going to be so much fun and so engaging and interactive. And we'll have the ability to really work with you in that very intimate setting to be able to help you with any, you know, individual challenges that you may have. So I really encourage you, ladies, if you're able to either get to the DFW area on August 8th or if you're in the area already, please visit that site at stopsmilebreathe.com. And we have a link there to where you can purchase your tickets. And then also don't forget that part of the proceeds goes to support the mom of six kids who's been a victim of abuse. So I just needed to throw in that little plug there because there is so much more that we have to share and we just don't have enough time on this call. So, all right, lady. So the next thing that I'd like to talk about is what does outer confidence look like? So Mandy, I'll start with you. So what do you, in terms of how you view this, what does outer confidence look like to you?
Well, this is something that I personally struggled with as a teenager and through my young adult years. And looking great on the outside is something, you know, that we all want. But to be completely honest, it's truly an inside job first. You know, we have to take care of our insides. It's vital. The outside will take care of itself, you know. People in general will exude confidence this way, you know, you'll glow and you'll radiate really from your soul when your insides are, you know, fixed, I guess you could say. However, you know, there's nothing wrong with enhancing, you know, your God-given outer beauty, you know, with makeup or through exercising and eating right, you know, dressing, you know, nicely and appropriate. But I really, really believe it's an inside job first. And then your outer confidence will shine through that. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I loved about you, Mandy, and I think that's one of the things that kind of drew me to you also is in the work that you do, even though it is, you know, with your makeup, it is, of course, you know, on the outside. But what I love about you and the way you approach it is that it is very evident. It was very evident to me when we met that you're very much more concerned with the person, right? Like who the person is that's on your, you know, in your makeup chair and how you can best help them to enhance that outer beauty. So for you, it's not just about applying makeup to someone and that's it. You know, it's much deeper than that. So I am just so excited to have you at the retreat because it's everyone, like all the women there are going to really see that and it makes a big difference. It really makes a big difference. So, yeah.
Thank
so Anna, I'll ask you, what does outer confidence look like to you?
It was beautifully said, Mandy. I really don't have anything to add. I agree. You know, the person who is just confident have this special energy. You know, they have this special energy about them that it's so attractive that, again, just like Mandy mentioned, it doesn't really have to do so much with the way we look. Because we meet people who by standards, right, or by what we see in the magazines or television are not necessary, would not necessarily be considered beautiful, but they are so beautiful and people are just drawn to them, female, male, because it's something so special about them. And then you have those gorgeous, model-looking people who just, you know, just don't attract others. So I also believe that it all starts from the inside, but I also believe that it's nothing wrong and it's actually a very positive thing to just enhance our beauty and look nice. And I cannot wait to meet you, Mandy, in person. I'm looking forward for our retreat just to learn myself. You know, I love makeup. I like, you know, I feel better when I look better. You know, it's a lot about, you know, just hygiene. And you just feel better when you know that when you look okay. So I am really looking forward to learn some tricks from you, how to look good on the outside as well.
And the other thing that I'd add to what both you ladies have said, you both said it so beautifully, but the other thing is that when you do that, when you do take care of yourself on the outside, it actually does honor who you are. So when you feel good about yourself from the inside, you want to, you know, you want to present yourself in a good way because that's part of self-love, that, you know, be your self-care and taking care of yourself and feeling good about yourself.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think that's, and I know both of you are going to be talking so much more about this at the retreat. And, you know, I know we had kind of prep sessions a couple of days ago, and I'm just so excited with what both of you have to offer and what both of you are going to share in this area of outer confidence or confidence from the inside out, because you both have a lot of valuable information to share with the ladies on that. So the next question that I have for you, for both of you is, who is a woman that you admire and why? And I'll tell you why I asked this question. It might seem kind of strange. But in what we were talking about, women with confidence exude that, right? I mean, people can feel it when they walk into a room. You can tell by the way somebody presents themselves that they are, you know, in that space of confidence and things like that. So I thought this would be an interesting question to ask as far as who is a woman that you admire, because, you know, I would guess that that would be a woman who is so much kind of in tune with who she is and is in that space of confidence. So, Anna, I'll ask you first, who's a woman that you admire and why? I feel like I'm in Miss America pageant.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. I feel like, are we on Miss America?
You're so funny.
You could both be in Miss America. So for a moment, I'm going to pretend that I am the little, I don't know what you call them, but the person who asked the question. So, Anna, who is the woman you admire and why?
You know, it's really so, I know so many wonderful women who are so confident that it just radiates from them and they are spreading this positive energy on other people. But actually, I want to focus here on person that I don't personally know. She's not, you know, personally in my life, but who I met, well, virtually met later in my life. But I admire her work and self-esteem so much, and it's Louise Hay. She's a motivational author and the founder of Hay House. And, you know, she overcame so much in her life. And now she is able to just help others to accept themselves and love them the way they are. She is just an excellent example, you know, of how can you learn to love yourself. You know, if you read her biography, she had so many experiences that could keep her away from loving herself and being confident with who she is. But she just overcame these challenges, and now she teaches so much about affirmations and self-love, and she just helped me tremendously. And I just, you know, she's an older lady, and this is the example of beauty in, you know, the inside coming from inside out. She looks so radiant despite of her age, and she's just so sharp in her thoughts and very helpful to me. So I encourage anyone who doesn't know Louise Hay to read about her or listen to some of her shows and read some of her books. She's very good in helping you to learn how to appreciate yourself for who you are.
Right. And one other thing that I will add, and no, we are not, you know, we don't get compensated by Hay House or anything like that, but I will add that, you know, I definitely encourage all of you to like her Facebook page. And I don't remember if it's a Hay House Facebook page or if it's Louise Hay, but if you look that up, she has such incredible, incredibly powerful messages. And it's just short little, you know, messages. I think it's daily or maybe every other day. And it will really help you in this area of confidence. Just beautiful, inspirational messages. So if you'd like to find out more about her, I encourage you to go ahead and like that page and follow her that way. And thank you, Anna, for bringing that up. I didn't even, you know, I completely forgot about her because I do read her postings on Facebook, and she's one of those very inspirational women as well. In fact, I didn't even know her her story. You know, I haven't read her story. So thank you for sharing that.
Very, very interesting story. But yes, I follow her as well. And also I want to share with our listeners that some, we mentioned some about affirmation. Mandy did also, telling how much it helps her with her confidence. She has like daily affirmations that help you so much with just, you know, building that self-confidence and just accepting your life and yourself and just appreciate yourself as a person.
Absolutely. And one other thing I will throw in here, since we're talking about Facebook for just a second, is if your listeners out there like our Stop, Smile, Breathe retreat page, please go ahead and do that because we do repost a lot of those inspirational messages and those little things that will help you with your self-confidence as well. So we do post Louise Hay's messages and a couple of other you know, leaders in that space as well. So whatever, you know, whatever we can do to help you guys out on a daily basis, we definitely put out there on our Facebook page. So please go ahead and like us. And of course, we also have information on our upcoming retreats there as well, and video and just all kinds of cool stuff on our Facebook page. So I will throw that out there. And so Mandy, I'm going to ask you, who is a woman that you admire and why?
Well, Anna, thank you for sharing. Word that stuck out while you were sharing is overcomer, because I was just thinking, the woman that I admire is actually my mother. She is such a strong woman of God who is just so selfless, and she gives herself to anyone in need, and she can just walk into a room and her light just shines so brightly. And, you know, she's actually an overcomer and a fighter. She just beat pancreatic cancer, and I am a thyroid cancer survivor, and I am recovered of a year and a half now. But my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer a year later after her daughter had cancer. And she used, you know, my trial through going through cancer to be her hope to, you know, overcome pancreatic cancer. And it was a stage four. You know, she, the doctors and people were telling her, you know, it's the worst kind, you're not going to make it. And her faith was just so strong, and her confidence was so strong. And and she just fought through it. And she just about 3 weeks ago finished radiation, and she's completely clear. And for me, she's just always been an incredible example of a woman that just exudes such confidence in herself and has overcome so much. She's just an amazing mother. She's an awesome grandmother and just a great friend to people. And I really am just thankful, you know, that she has been such a great role model for me in my life. So, my mommy.
Oh, wow. That is so sweet and so beautiful. And what strong, inspirational women you both are. That's incredible. Thank you for sharing that with us, Mandy. And I hope your mom is listening. Or if
she's
not able to listen,
she's so awesome.
Then, oh, perfect. Okay.
Actually,
or she can always
one thing I will touch on, my mother actually is so confident and has always been confident. She's never worn any makeup. And I was like, Mom, let me do your makeup. She would never let me. And she just loves herself. And to me, I've always looked at that. That's so amazing. She'll let me do a little here and there, but it's just she has always been extremely confident. And so I'm really blessed to call her my mom. So thanks for asking me that question, Charissa.
No problem. What a wonderful, wonderful story. And I love that both of you ladies touch on exactly what I was going to say. No surprise there. You both are brilliant. But and I love that we're, you know, between like the three of us just are so much on the same page with so much of what we're talking about. But one of the things that stood out to me as well, and what both of you said, is the word overcomer as well. And what I admire, and I don't have one particular person in mind necessarily. I mean, of course, my mom for sure. I mean, she has just been a huge inspiration in my life. But one of the things I did want to touch on as well in terms of the being an overcomer is I really admire any woman who is an overcomer, who has overcome any kind of challenge, big or small, and is not afraid to step into that space of confidence and be who they are. Not only that, but are humble enough to be able to then turn around and help others, and are vulnerable enough to share their story and go there and talk about those times where it wasn't easy for them, and to talk about their struggles so that they can then turn around and inspire others. So any woman, or any person for that matter in general, you know, we've all been through some kind of struggle, and honestly, we're all in a position to be able to turn around and use our struggles to help others. But those women who step up and are really, you know, are in that space of confidence and say, I'm going to put my own insecurities and fears, doubts, whatever it is behind me, and I'm going to step out because what I have to share and the reason I'm here is to help other people. And I'm going to do that by being vulnerable, sharing my story, being authentic, being real, and just coming from a place of love. In general, that's a very broad statement, but in general, those are the people that I admire. So thank you so much, ladies, for sharing that great information with us. And I definitely have some homework. I'm going to go look up some of these people and things like that you guys have mentioned, and I definitely want to get some inspiration as well from them. So I can't believe this, but we're already almost at the top of the hour. We only have a couple minutes left, so we're going to go ahead and wrap up. But before we do, I would love you to take a minute and talk about a little bit about the retreat and maybe what you guys will be sharing at the retreat as well. So I'll start off by just giving everyone a quick overview of the retreat and what it's going to be all about, and then I'll let you ladies jump in with anything that you'd like to add. And if I cover everything that you had to add, that's fine too. You don't have to, but I will give you the opportunity to do that. So like we've been mentioning, this retreat on August 8th is going to be all about self-confidence. So I know we touched a lot about that aspect of it. So what I'd like to do is tell you ladies a little bit about the entire experience. So it's not just about coming there and having the three of us help you with in that area. And it's not just going to be us, you know, standing up and speaking either. These sessions are really a lot of fun. They're very interactive, very engaging, and we really, you know, do our best to really have fun with it, because that's what a retreat is all about to us, and that's why we've called them these events retreats, because we want you to be able to get away, relax, and just have fun and enjoy, but also learn as well, so that you can step out of that space with like feeling like a weight's been lifted off your shoulder and feeling just excited about your life and excited to step into that space of confidence. So that's one part of the retreat. But the other part that I wanted to mention is that this retreat is going to be at Spa Castle in Carrollton. So what that means is that you guys will all have, or everyone that attends, are going to have 24 hours access to Spa Castle. This is a fantastic facility. They've got two stories full of different amenities, pools and saunas, and just all kinds of great stuff. So you can find out more about Spa Castle by using the link that's on the, it's going to be on this page. So on the Stop Smile Breed / that page. So that's the other element to it as well. And then on top of that, and there's more, on top of that, we're also going to be giving away goodie bags with all kinds of goodies. And then, of course, you'll get to meet us there as well. And, of course, don't forget that 10% of the proceeds is going to help support this mom of six kids. So that's a huge part of the retreat as well. Now, we do have less than 30 tickets available, so I do really encourage you to get your tickets as quickly as possible as well. And then also we'll be serving snacks and, light snacks and drinks and that kind of thing. There's a Starbucks on site. There's lots of restaurants and all of that. So it really is a great venue as well. So please come out and have fun and come meet with us. And we would love to have you as our guest. So Anna, I'll ask you first. Would you like to add anything to that?
I don't think I want to add anything, Sharissa. I am so excited about this retreat. I just wanted to invite anyone who is in the area or who feels like for a little weekend getaway to Dallas area, mm-hmm. please come and enjoy this Saturday, August 8th with us. It really is going to be lots of fun, and I have no doubt that each of you ladies will come out more confident and just loving yourself, and you can spend wonderful relaxing afternoon in Spa mm-hmm. Castle, and we can chat afterwards some more. So I just can't wait.
Perfect. And then Anna, to wrap up, is there any final thoughts, anything else you'd like to share on this topic of confidence?
You know, self-confidence has so many benefits, like we mentioned, and make you feel so good and look so attractive that it would be just a shame not to work on it. So again, please come see us at our retreat. It's going to be so much. But you know, really the best news of all is that since we know that confidence is learned, it has and has a lot to do with our beliefs, really all that we need to do is to change our beliefs to increase our self-esteem. And mm-hmm. really, it's not dependent on others. It's in your hands. And I know it's, someone might think it's easier said than done. And I realize that it is not easy for everyone, mm-hmm. but it is surely doable. And I have full confidence that with practice mm-hmm. and mindfulness, you can do it.
Yes. And I will just add one more thought to that, and that is that we show you how to do that. Because it's not just about us standing there and saying, yeah, you have to believe this, and then you go off and do it. But we do have very specific tips and tool that will actually be doing some work in those sessions. So you don't just walk away with the knowledge, but you walk away actually digging deep, going through those exercises so that when you do leave, you are well equipped to be able to lead that life of confidence. So you're not just sitting there and listening to us, but you're actually doing that deep work. So we walk you through that and hold your hand through that process. So fun stuff. A lot of fun.
Fun.
So that's right. Mandy, any final thoughts from you or anything you'd like to add about the retreat?
I am so excited. No, that's it. I'm just so thrilled to be a part of it. And excited to see all these beautiful women and help them enhance their beauty with some tips and tricks and share my testimony with them. Thank you for having me be a part of this.
Great. And I'm so glad that everyone got to hear on this call just the beautiful energy that the two of you bring. And really, we do bring that into the retreat. So not only is it going to be fun, but there's a lot of high energy and just it's just a beautiful, beautiful experience. So thank you, ladies, both so much again. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you taking the time to be on this call with me and to share your brilliance with everyone on the call. So thank you both. And I'm going to go ahead and give the listeners just a little bit of additional information. So if anyone would like to reach out to me, you can contact me at info, that's I-N-F-O, at charissasebastian.com. And my website is www.charissasebastian.com. All my social media links can be found on my website. So before I give you guys the special offer that I promised at the beginning of the show, Anna, would you like to share your contact information? And then Mandy, I'll give you the opportunity to do the same.
Okay.
Just like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, the easiest way probably to reach me is by visiting my website. It's www.sflifecoaching.com. And over there, you can find my email address, my phone number, and whatever you need to contact me. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. And Mandy, how can people get in touch with you?
You can friend me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Mandini Makeup. That's M-A-N-D-I-N-I. Or you can also go to my website at www.mandinimakeup.com. And I look forward to meeting you guys.
Great. And again, all of those links that the ladies have mentioned are going to be on that page where you access this radio show. So feel free to click on those links. And you can go directly to any of those sites. So now, ladies, for that very special offer, and I feel like I need to ask for a drum roll. Thank you. Okay, so what we're going to be doing is offering a 10% discount of discount code to you guys, and that code is going to be SSBBL. Again, it's SSBBL. And that could be used again to get 10% off. But the most exciting thing that I'm about to tell you is that if you bring three friends with you to the retreat, you get to come for free. Yay! So, of course, there's very limited seating available because, like I mentioned, we have less than 30 seats available. So I encourage you to jump on that right away so that you can get those tickets and bring your friends as well. So, again, that website is Stop Smile Breathe 0815, and that stands for the month of August and the year, .splashthat.com. And the code that you can use to bring three friends or buy your three tickets and get the fourth one free is BUY3, B-U-Y-3. Again, all of this information is going to be on that page, so don't worry if you haven't had the opportunity to write it down. So please come and join us if you're in the Dallas area or you can get here, and we would absolutely love to see you. So you can find out more about Life Coach Radio Network if you go to their website or our website at lifecoachradionetwork.com. And you can also find more information on our coaches and future shows on that site. And my next show is going to be on Monday, August 17th on Life Coach Radio Network at the same time, 9 p.m. Eastern. So thank you so much again, Anna and Mandy. It has been an absolute pleasure, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Thanks, ladies. Much peace, love, and blessings to you all.
Thank you. See you all soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.